Hi there. This topic we're going to look at weather hazards in the UK. The UK experiences various different weather hazards, including drought. The drought is what happens when an area doesn't get enough precipitation. So that's rain, snow, or any kind of water falling from the sky. Droughts can lead to low water supplies, which then can cause crop failure. And so governments can introduce water conservation measures, such as hosepipe bans, to try and avoid negative economic impacts like this. The drought is one. There's also rain. So it's no secret that the UK receives a lot of rain, but high rates of rainfall can cause flooding. Flooding damages properties and possessions, disrupts transport, and can be fatal if people drown in flood water. Schools and businesses may have to be temporarily closed, and repairing flood damage can cause millions of pounds, cost millions of pounds. There are also hailstorms and thunderstorms. So different kind of characteristics. Thunderstorms have heavy rain, gales and lightning. Lightning can cause fires and, in rare cases, even death if people are struck by lightning or other kinds of damage. They're most common in the southern and eastern UK, and they're most common in the summer months. Hailstorms also make it dangerous to drive and can cause destruction of property and of crops. We also have risks of high wind in the UK. Properties can be damaged and transport networks disrupted by strong winds. People can be hurt by uprooted trees and debris. Uprooting trees can also damage the tree health. And the strongest winds in the UK are found in coastal areas. There's also the risk of snow and ice. So slipping on ice can cause injury, which in some cases cold can be fatal, especially for elderly people and people who are homeless. Schools and businesses may have to be closed temporarily, and major transport disruption can harm the economy, especially in major hub cities like London, Manchester and so on. Plants, including crops, can also be harmed by cold snaps. And finally, there's the risk of heat waves. Heat waves are extended periods of hot weather, which cause breathing difficulties or heat exhaustion. And transport links can be disrupted as rails buckle and roads melt. But tourism is an industry that can profit from the improved weather. So just to do a quick recap of that, what are the different weather hazards that the UK experiences? Rain, snow and ice, drought, heat waves, winds, hailstorms and thunderstorms. Quick recap of strong winds. So strong winds or gales can damage trees and property and disrupt transport. So let's have a quick look at changing weather in the UK. The UK's weather has become increasingly extreme in recent decades. Temperature, for example, has become more extreme. In December 2010, there was the lowest average temperature for any December in the last 100 years, which was then followed 4 months later by the warmest April ever recorded. So at both ends of the spectrum, temperature is becoming more extreme, becoming extremely cold and extremely hot for UK standards. There's also much more rain. So one of the wettest years in record was 2013, and the wettest month on record was December 2015. Finally, flooding is a changing in the UK. Storms and heavy rainfall led to major flooding in the Somerset Levels for the winter 2013 to 14, in West Wales in 2012, and Cumbria 2005, 2009, and 2015 to 16. So, change in the UK in recent decades. It's become more extreme. High rates of rainfall can cause flooding. And another quick recap question. Which of the following areas has not suffered major flooding in the last decade? The options we have are West Wales, Cumbria, Ben Nevis and the Somerset Levels. Well, the Somerset Levels, Cumbria and West Wales have all experienced major flooding, but Ben Nevis is a very high area and has not experienced major flooding.
If you found this episode useful and want to learn 2 times faster for free, head over to senecalearning.com or click the link in the bio to revise all your exam subjects for free.